This started in India back in July and September of 2001, and it is the product of the research of a Dr. Godfrey Lewis, who was a physicist at the School of Pure and Applied Physics at Mahatma Gandhi University in Kerala, India.
Hmm.
In that period of time, in July and September of 2001, over Kerala, something like 150,000 pounds of mysterious red particles in the rain fell on Kerala. And Dr. Godfrey Lewis was smart enough to pick up some of the samples, take them into the lab, and look at them under a microscope, and found to his astonishment that they weren't sand or red dust. Remember how Art had a story a few years ago about red dust here in the Southwest that came from China?
Yes.
This appeared to look like biological cells. In fact, they looked like red blood cells under Dr. Lewis's microscope. So he began a research program with a student who I want to give proper credit to, Santosh Kumar. And the reason all this is important is their research has now reached the level where in the next few days it's going to be published in the peer-reviewed Astrophysical Journal of Astrophysics and Space Science. This is not National Enquirer stuff. This is real science, and it's astonishing in its implications because when he did further biological analysis, he found that primarily the materials, the cell-like looking things, and on his website there's an actual picture of them, which is not in the Yorkshire Post story. So let me give out Dr. Lewis's website, and everybody can go and take a look at this. It's http://education.vsnl, V as in Victor, SNL, .com/Godfrey, and that will take you directly to the site where he's posted a synopsis of his own work, the papers, and the photographs of this remarkable stuff. I mean, it's amazing. These things look like blood cells. But when he analyzed them, they had no DNA. And they're not hemoglobin. They're not blood cells. And it's from this lack of DNA that he came to the startling conclusion that they appeared to be some kind of non-terrestrial, extraterrestrial life form with a different genetic code than all of life on Earth.
It is incredible. But it would also be incredible if this is a seed that somehow goes throughout the universe.
Well, yeah, and the question then is, why did it, you know, somehow explode? Because he tracked down a report of an aerial explosion over Kerala, which indicated that, like over Tunguska, something may have come in and exploded in an air burst, and then, you know, in the stratosphere, it would have, you know, stayed aloft for months, and then every time it rained, some of the stuff would have come down, depending upon the convection currents. 150,000 pounds is what he calculates came in from somewhere.
Rapid Lex has got a link posted under Hot Stories now. So
Lex,
you just scroll down. He's got a lot of stories there, so you'll find it down there somewhere.
Now, where this went next is that, remember I mentioned when we were talking about the Stardust mission, which I want to get back to in a minute.
Yes.
Two key names at the head of the theorizing that there's life in space that occasionally encounters the Earth. In fact, their thesis was that life on Earth was seeded by these interplanetary cometary materials that occasionally bump into the atmosphere and leave their footprints or fingerprints. It was Fred Hoyle and a physicist named Chandra Wickramasinghe at Cardiff University. Well, Dr. Godfrey has Lewis has contacted Wickramasinghe, and that's where the scientist you see in the Yorkshire Post story, Milton Wainwright, comes in, because Wickramasinghe has turned the samples over to Wainwright, who's a colleague of his at Sheffield, and it's Wainwright who's doing the British analysis to check on all the claims and facts and figures that Lewis has published or is about to publish in his paper.
The old theories, Richard, of panspermia, which was life forms being brought to planets from objects, they talked primarily about comets, though, didn't they,
yeah,
in those days? And I guess they still do, but this could just revolutionize everything.
Well, we don't know the origin of this material. It's theorized by Dr. Lewis and some of the other people who looked at this that it was a comet, a small object like the Tunguska object that entered the atmosphere over India in 2001 and exploded in the air
right. Because
of the air pressure, and it had this material in it. But that's just the hypothesis. Nobody actually tracked a comet, and there is this report of an airburst of something, you know, which registered apparently on a couple of seismographs. But there's been no report of material on the ground, and you probably wouldn't find any holes or, you know, impact craters from something like that because it burst in the air. Where I get intrigued, and the reason I sent you this morning and made some of the comments I did, is because obviously I believe this is incredible corroborative data for Van Flandern's exploding planet hypothesis. Because if the comets and the asteroids are really remnants of a whole world which had a biosphere like Earth, which orbited, you know, between Jupiter and Mars,
mm-hmm.
or had Mars as a satellite, as a moon, then if it blew up and fragments of it had been wandering around for the last 65 million years, which is what Tom's theory is, then when we occasionally encounter the right fragments, the right chunks, they would contain in a frozen form the life forms that came from the original planetary biosphere. And that's why this is so incredibly important, and why I again raise the question of stardust. Why have there been zero quarantine procedures to prevent contamination if stardust picked up from its cometary mission something like this?
Good point. I'm getting a lot of messages, too, from people who are saying, just remind Richard, Mars is called the red planet, and this is red rain. Maybe it came from Mars.
Well,
possible?
No, it didn't, because, remember, we have a microscopic imager on the rovers, and they're seeing nothing like this. The red of Mars is sand. It's iron oxide, rusted dust. The red of this comes from a stain on little particles, little objects that are cell-like. They look like blood cells. Now, this is the most amazing thing, and this is not going to be in the astrophysics and space science paper, because frankly, Dr. Lewis felt that it would be pushing the envelope and they would reject the paper.
Right.
But
well,
in the laboratory, he has done some experiments where he has gotten these things to reproduce. They're alive, George, and they don't appear to have recognizable DNA.